Check 1, 2. Can I just get you to count to 10?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Perfect. Okay, I've got a special guest joining me in studio here. Anthony Olosulo is getting... Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
No.
Yeah? Okay. All right, I've got a very special guest joining me in studio here. Anthony Olosulo is here. You're the executive director at Truly Alive Foundation. You guys have got an incredible evening plan, a fundraiser that we want to talk about. But first, maybe for people that don't know, who is Truly Alive? What are you guys all about?
Well, thank you so much and greetings to everyone listening. Truly Alive Youth and Family Foundation is a Saskatoon-based charity. The work we do span across Saskatchewan. But we're particularly focused on supporting youth and families from Black and other ethnic minority groups, women, to get them from a place of I wish I could to the place of I know I can, mm-hmm. and now I have done it, right? Supporting seniors to attain that healthy aging goals so that they can be civically active from the time of their prime even to the time of their latter years. So just to put it in that short perspective, we provide socioeconomic support as well as emotional, clinical, and other wraparound support I get individuals from a place of just getting by to really feeling truly alive. So I can throw our organization's name there.
That's how you guys get the name,
that's
right?
That's right.
Oh, that's cool. And like, do you guys, are you finding it's busier now? You have more people to work with? Is it kind of the demand is higher? Or?
Yeah, thank you. So, yes, the demand has been really high. You know, you would think coming out of COVID, folks would have gotten used to certain online processes. No, everyone wants to get back now to, and you might, you know, it seems like a lot of accumulated challenges from the COVID era is now really manifesting. So we're seeing a lot of people seeking clinical counseling support. Trauma-informed clinical counseling, if you will. Some seniors are visiting our city, coming to spend time with their grandkids, and not knowing anyone here can really be challenging because then you're just home by yourself. Your kids have gone to work, your grandkids have gone to school, and then grandma or grandpa is just home alone. There's only so much YouTube a person can watch, right?
Yeah. As good as it is.
That's right.
It gets boring after a while.
And the same goes for even seniors who have dedicated their time to supporting different industries here until retirement. And now they're empty nesters.
Yeah.
And now what are they going to do, right? Mm-hmm. And we see that challenge more among ethnic minority seniors with very small social network, right? So bringing them together to events, taking them to visit historic sites like the Wanuskewin Heritage Park, and being part of the Light Festival and all of that has been really helpful. And getting them to a place of mental wellness, physical and emotional balance, because now they're getting out.
Mm-hmm.
But then the challenge for some is, I don't have a vehicle. I don't know how to move around.
Yeah.
So we now see that as we are addressing certain challenges, then we are discovering another challenge.
Yeah.
So you take care of one and another opens up.
Yeah,
and that leads to the need for us to seek support as an organization from, you know, good people of Saskatoon to help us in getting a van that can help us to commute our clients, particularly seniors and other community members from vulnerable population, seeking our service, but have little to no vehicular access.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like, I mean, if you guys can get the help that you need and help these families and these people, they're going to feel like more a part of the community, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
And that gives birth to this event coming on May 3rd. A special thanks to Saskatoon Utana Rotary Club for saying, how can we support you? And we would typically have an annual African night, but what can we support you with? And we say to them, this is our current dire need, if I can put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so proceeds from the fundraiser will go to supporting our organization in purchasing a van. And there's another leg to the proceed, which is going to contribute to the Rotary Club's global initiative activity. As you know, Rotary Club is a global organization, and they do a lot of work locally, nationally, and globally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that speaks to the crux of why we're putting this together. Ideally, the fundraiser is to help us hopefully raise enough money to purchase a van to support our work. And when we do that, when people come out to support us, everyone wins.
Well, if you guys are looking to raise money, looking to get people there, what is the show? Like, what if I'm coming, what can I expect at this event?
Thank you. So African Heritage Night. Many people have some knowledge of Africa, but not as much, mm-hmm. right? So if you were to come, you would gain more insight. Firsthand, that is. Hopefully, it gets you to a point where after that event, you want to book your flight to visit some African countries.
For sure.
So specifically, there's going to be some African entertainment by way of cultural performances. And we've got a lineup of great performers who are renowned in what they do. We have food. Food is always good. So mm-hmm. you're going to be having a taste of Africa, if I can put it that way. From the cuisine that we've lined up for the evening. There's going to be a silent auction, and we're grateful to some local businesses that have donated some, you know, auction items to us. So if someone is listening and there's a particular item you've been hoping to have in your collection, maybe this is the event where you're going to buy that. And there's going to be 50-50 as well, which is something most of us Canadians are familiar with, right?
We love our 50-50.
That's right. That's right. So there's a whole lot that you should expect from, you know, ethnic food from Africa to cultural performances. Matter of fact, there's going to be a fashion show.
Nice.
We're going to be having a lineup of African fabric worn by amazing models. So it's going to be that runway where you're going to have people showcasing African beauty in the clothes that they wear. Maybe you might end up buying one or two of those, you know. So there's a lot lined up for the evening. And beyond all of the cultural and entertainment, it is the reason for the cause, which is that you will donate towards our cause so that we can better serve people of this community. And if someone is listening and is thinking, I don't think I can come, well, your money could go to where your feet can. So by donating to us, you may enable someone else to attend the event.
Can I get tickets? How can I make a donation? Where do I go?
Thank you so much. To make a donation, we're a charity. So you can look us up on CanadaHelps.ca or on our website directly. Your donation is going to come. And as a charity, you would get your tax receipt. We've got our sponsorship package that if you were to email us at info@trulyalifefoundation.org, we would be willing to share that with you so you can see what our sponsorship package looks like. We also have tickets available for purchase on the Rotary Club's website. We have tickets available for purchase on our website. We also have Eventbrite page set up.
Nice.
So all you need to do is Google African Heritage Night Saskatoon, and you can purchase your ticket there. And, you know, I've been making sure to add this one in, if you don't mind. You know, we've got quite a number of car dealerships in Saskatoon, and perhaps one or two or three or all of them are listening. And please donate towards this cause. You can give us the van, and we will be more than happy to wrap it with your name and logo all around it, and will be another leg of your campaign and promotion.
I love it. It sounds like an amazing night. You guys are doing fantastic work for the community and the city here in Saskatoon. And I wish you best of luck with the fundraiser, and I appreciate you coming in and telling us about it this morning.
Thank you so much. And it's going to be at Bishop Legat Hall at the Cathedral of the Holy Family, 123 Nelson Road. Start with an amazing evening, and you will never regret coming there.
Perfect. You rock.